We are back with Sports Talk with Lamar and Sid, and here with me, we have a very special guest with us, the head coach of the Roosevelt women's basketball team, Robin Sher... Wells. There we go. I couldn't see it. And first of all, I'm glad to have you with us, and I'd like to know first, what got you into coaching at Roosevelt?
Well, I've been involved with basketball my whole life. So, you know, played basketball since I was a little kid. And after college, got into coaching a bit, started at the high school level and then moved into the college level. And I'm from here in Chicago. So when the position opened up here at Roosevelt, to me, it was a dream job to be coaching in my home city, to be able to start a program from scratch. Not very many people get to start a college program from scratch. To be able to do that, put your own stamp on it and do it the way you want to do it, was just an incredibly exciting opportunity for me. So
now I know that this is the first time, this is the first team in 10 years that the Roosevelt has had a team. So explain the difficulties and what you liked and didn't like about the recruiting process for this team.
Sure. Well, actually, we're the first ever women's basketball team. They never had women's basketball here before. So they had a men's team in the past, but not women. So that was kind of, you know, a really fun part of, you know, making history here. Nobody had done it before. And that was a huge part of the recruiting process, was, you know, finding 12, you know, women's basketball players that wanted to make history here, that really believed in that. I mean, we had, you know, no home court to show them, no teammates to show them. Basically, you know, they had to believe in a vision, and that was a huge part of the recruiting process. And that's you know, that's what I went out and found in our current players that we have here. They were all women that wanted to make that history, that understood that being a part of the first team was going to come with its challenges and its hurdles, but ultimately these women get a chance to shape the whole future of our basketball program. And you know, the 12 women that are on our team, I think that they're very, very courageous for believing in something that they couldn't even see in front of them. And we got very talented players, and they're definitely the future of our program.
Well, you say that, you talk about the success. The first 15 games, you went, I believe, 10-5, right?
Mm-hmm.
So explain what you guys did so well during that first 15 game stretch.
Well, we really were able to get out and run the ball, really push the ball. In that stretch, we were averaging about 78 points a game, which was you know, very high in the nation at the time. And we were able to get up and press. We had some good depth at the time, and you know, kind of, you know, conversely, you know, kind of right at that 15 game mark, was right when our point guard got hurt. So that kind of, you know, changed with the second half of our season and our whole kind of philosophy of the second half of the season. But then in that first half of the season, we were able to take advantage. We played, you know, that was our non-conference schedule. A lot of the teams that we played had kind of bigger centers. They were a little bit slower, you know, type of team. So we just really took advantage of our speed and our quickness, because that's how we play. I mean, we really use our athleticism. Our starting post player is only 5'9". She's very small. She's kind of playing out of position. She's really more of a, you know, kind of small forward, power forward. We had her playing center for us, and we ended up, you know, eventually kind of going to a five out offense where we swung her out on the outside and then eventually rotated her down into the post. But it kind of, you know, we were trying to take advantage of our quickness, of our speed, since we didn't have, you know, a traditional, you know, bang around low post in there. And so really in those first 15 games, I think that we were able to use, you know, that speed to our advantage. And the fact that, you know, honestly, I think the first couple games people didn't take us very seriously. And I would say that only lasted about the first 3-4 games, where teams, you know, hadn't been able to scout us and didn't think that a first year program could really be that competitive. I think we quickly changed, you know, people's opinions though.
Okay, so I mean, from what I've seen, because the second half, even though you were without your point guard due to injury, you guys still had like a lot of close games and few overtime games and a few losses like by three and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Which players, despite the injury, like really showed the most heart and showed the most promise?
Sure. Really, it was a team effort, and I don't mean to sound, you know, cliche, but every single one of our players, you know, buys into what we want to do as a team. And yeah, losing our point guard, our point guard's Alexia Tan, she's an upperclassman, that was really tough for us. You know, she was averaging close to 30 minutes a game, so you got to replace, you know, your veteran point guard who runs the show with an income, you know, with a freshman, a true freshman. So we ended up, you know, once Lexi got hurt, we ended up starting 4 freshmen and 1 junior, and we were a very young squad. And yeah, we lost 2 overtime games, we lost 2 games by 2 points, 2 games by 3 points. I mean, all of them were close. And really, I think the fact that even though we weren't winning those close games, the fact that the girls came out and played hard every game and never, you know, got too down on themselves shows the heart of our team. But we did have, you know, we have a couple key players that I think, you know, are going to be, you know, stars in our program that are, you know, and it is a team game. And if we didn't have good teammates surrounding them, they wouldn't be as successful. But, you know, we got really good, you know, point output from our junior guard, from Peggy Parhas, and we got a really good performance out of Casey Davis, who's a true freshman. And I think that, you know, those two, along with Maria Tamburino, Kiara Tolles, and Tori Clark, who rounded out that starting 5, you know, they're going to be excellent players for us. And then we had a great guard coming off the bench, Aaron McCaslin, who tied for the most amount of 3-pointers in our conference with Peggy, and ended up leading the conference on the season in most 3-pointers made. So to have a kid that can come off the bench and shoot like that is a huge advantage. And, you know, and all these kids except for Peggy were freshmen. So I think the future is definitely very bright for us. And, you know, even though we couldn't, you know, pull out a lot of those close games, that experience is invaluable. You know, we learned a lot from it, and I think that will really, you know, carry over into next season.
Good, because you talk about Maria Tamburini. She was named Player of the Week for one week this year. So obviously you guys have some very big stars that mm-hmm. is up and coming that will most definitely be big in the next season. And speaking of next season, now that you've gone through a full season, do you feel that the recruiting process will be easier this offseason? Now people know that you knew who you are?
It's kind of a mixed bag, you know, because last year it was very unique. You go out and recruit players to make history, you know, so that was kind of the big part of the first season. Now you're kind of in the second part. You have 12 returners, so you have very limited spots, you know, so it is different. You're really looking for key players. I think in some ways it's a little easier because now they can meet their teammates. You know, now they see what's there. They see what we did. They see that we're up and coming, you know, so in that part, it's easier. The tougher part is now finding the right player to fit those last 2 spots that we're trying to fill on our roster. You know, we're trying to fill and get some depth at point guard, get some depth in the post. You know, so now it's your recruiting pool has really narrowed down when you're only looking for a couple positions versus last year where I needed every position so I could go out and recruit a lot of players.
Last question. What do you think Roosevelt can do to help push the fan base of women's basketball?
Well, I think that, you know, getting our gym on campus and getting that done is going to, you know, change that a lot, where it's closer, easier to get to. But I think that just, you know, making people aware that we're here and that we're an exciting team to watch and play. You know, we don't sit and hold the ball in the half court. We're not a half court team. We play an exciting style of basketball. We get out, we score a lot of points, we really push the ball. We're definitely an offensive minded team. You know, I think that the more people know that about us and know the type of basketball that we play, hopefully that'll draw, you know, continue to draw more students out, because we do have a great team that, you know, next year I really expect we'll be competing for a conference championship. So
all right, thank you for your time, thank you for your words, and we look forward to next season.
Thanks for having me, appreciate it.
Again, that was RU women's basketball coach Robin Sherwells. They, for their first season, they really did a great job. We're going to head to commercial break, and we'll be right back. Sports Talk with Lamar and Sed.